CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
closing out that set from her brand new release, Best of Me, with Chicago's Joanna Connor with Two of a Kind. Before that, from their last studio album, L.A. Woman, we had The Doors with their cover of John Lee Hooker's Crawling Kingsnake. It was 52 years ago Monday, July 3rd, 1971, that Doors frontman Jim Morrison passed away at the age of 27. Formed in L.A. in 1965, The Doors released their debut album in 1967 and released seven more albums before Morrison's death. The Doors have charted on seven different Billboard charts, including 15 songs on the Hot 100 and 14 albums on the Billboard 200. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993 and were awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007. On Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Artists of All Time, The Doors ranked number 41, and on their 100 Greatest Singers of All Time, Jim Morrison placed number 47. And taking us across the top of our first hour from their new debut release, Dancing with the Devil, we had Montreal's Father and Son with Miss That Train. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, one of my all-time favorites, Mississippi Fred McDowell, passed away 51 years ago Monday, July 3rd, 1972 at 68. Born in Tennessee in 1904, Fred McDowell was a lifelong farmer and local entertainer in the Mississippi Hill Country. Alan Lomax recorded his heavy rhythmic slide playing for the first time in 1959, and McDowell soon became a popular fixture of the 1960s blues revival. In 1972, the Rolling Stones covered his song, You Gotta Move, on Sticky Fingers. He's also been covered by Chrissy Kopczyk, C6 Steve, Michael Jerome Brown, and Bonnie Raitt, to name a few. In 1991, he was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has two albums inducted. Recorded in Hamburg, Germany in 1965, this is the legendary Mississippi Fred McDowell with Got a Letter This Morning.
Somebody somewhere. and fries and shakes, some bitter romance and sweet meringue, but it's the pie that my baby makes. Oh, you can rub me down with pepper, butter my buns and deck my chops. Oh, but don't you go stealing my mango pie or I'll have to call the cops. To potatoes, fritters, beer, and clam crab bakes. I've tried to save a soy, but it's the pie that my baby makes.
Closing out that set from her 2022 release, Fall Back Home, featuring Russ Boswell on bass, we had Niagara's Susie Vinnick with The Pie That My Baby Makes. And I got that set started off with the legendary Mississippi Fred McDowell and Got a Letter This Morning, recorded in Germany in 1965. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to take another random trip in the Rock and Blues Show time machine all the way back to the distant year of 2004. The 2004 leap year was designated as the International Year of Rice by the United Nations and the International Year to Commemorate the Struggle Against Slavery and its Abolition by UNESCO. The Spirit rover landed on Mars and spent 7 years exploring the planet, more than 6.5 years longer than it was expected to. The first transit of Venus since 1882 occurred. 2004 also saw the release of something called the Facebook at Harvard, the overthrow of Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and the U.S. coalition handed over sovereignty to the Iraqi interim government. 2 days later, the war crimes trial of Saddam Hussein began. The Summer Olympics were held in Athens in August. George W. Bush was re-elected as President of the United States. The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, won the Oscar for Best Picture, and Peter Jackson won for Best Director. Buddy Guy won the Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album for Blues Singer, and Etta James won for Best Contemporary Blues Album for Let's Roll. The New England Patriots won the 38th Super Bowl, 32-29 over the Carolina Panthers. The Tampa Bay Lightning won their first Stanley Cup with a 2-1 Game 7 win over the Calgary Flames in Tampa. And the Boston Red Sox won their first World Series since 1918.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Starting things off, from his 2004 Grammy-nominated I'm a Bluesman, this is the late great Blues Hall of Famer Johnny Winter with Lone Wolf.
I'm a wolf, don't do no running away. Keep me satisfied.